The girls are going to San Francisco, so let's go to the Bay, where everybody's gay. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
A little John Legend for everybody. I'm ready to go right now. Yes, guys, it is Sunday night. Thank you for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. Love the song.
Flashback.
I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And I couldn't do this without my girls. What's up, gals?
Hey, guys, I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, party people. I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on everything at Erica D. Edwards.
Yes, you can. Give us that follow. Give us that thumbs up now. Just get it out of the way because it's going to be a fantastic show because it was a fantastic episode. Started off with the glass breaking, a continuation of the last episode. Kenya and Kim going right at it. Gals, what do you have for me?
It was just... I wanted Fist to fly, honestly. I get annoyed when they break it up, but...
I loved it. I think my prediction mostly came true because Kim left. She was so drunk. Like, I felt like she was a little bit too...
Yeah.
She started off with that red Solo cup, so you already knew she came in there crunk, and she left the same way. So
yeah. I think that she gave off too much power. So then towards the end, she just got emotionally broken down.
Yeah.
She started crying. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. She wanted to leave. She did leave. They went all the way down to Portia's house.
I was like, this is messy. Y'all are just...
My chair keeps going down.
Mine feels like it's going up.
That's weird. Am I a little too low? I don't know.
It was just, yeah, it was messy.
It was fantastic. It was such a good show. Nene and Greg were like, you're not going to trash this house. What are you doing? Throwing Greg's face, Nene's face. They were like, hold on, Kim.
They're like, look, we make our mortgage payments and you're not going to mess up our crib in the much. ATL tonight.
We work real hard for this money. Don't you be messing up my house.
Not today, not ever.
I don't know.
And I love how she had Croy, like, as her little chauffeur. Like,
he was waiting in the wings.
He's like, okay, no, honey, we're going home. We're going home now. We're going.
He was waiting in the wings. I think he knows, just, like, with the history of the show and Kim, like, it can always get to a point where it's physical, and he just wants to be there to protect his wife. That's fine. I don't know. It's been, like, a certain rule with all the Housewives franchise that kids are off limits.
Yeah.
I think I am a little low. I'm just going to raise my chair up a little bit. That's okay. Yeah, so anyways, kids are off limits. That's something that we've talked about with all the franchises, but the girls just went there tonight.
They did. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a little torn on this just because I didn't realize that Kim had tweeted what she did about Brielle and the John Legend. Also, Brielle is a grown-ass woman, so I'm like...
So, for you guys that don't know, I'm going to read the tweet.
Read the tweet so we know.
I'm going to read the tweet, and then I want to hear what you guys think. This is the tweet that Kim sent out. So, your hubby, this is at Chrissy Teigen. So, your hubby, John Legend, is coming to the ATL. Cash is obsessed with him. Who does Brielle have to blow in order to meet him? LOL.
There's a few things that obviously, I totally am team, don't talk about kids. But first of all, Brielle be acting grown all the time, and came for Kenya multiple times before, which we see Kenya bring up later on. And two, I just feel like it's weird that Kim's, I don't know, my mom would not tweet that about me.
I mean, yeah, my mom would not tweet that about me, but I still feel like it's not Kenya's place to say anything about Brielle. I feel like she can say enough stuff about crazy Kim. Like, why did she have to go to her daughter? Why would she say, oh, you're pimping out your daughter? That was clearly a joke. I don't know. I mean, it did cross a line.
It definitely was clearly a joke. I don't think Kim ever meant to tweet that. But you are also a public figure.
Right.
You need to watch what you tweet.
Yeah.
People are held accountable for everything that is put out on the internet these days. So, you know, it just goes both ways. I don't know. It's...
Also, that wasn't the thing, out of everything Kenya said, that wasn't the thing that I was like, oh, that was too far.
No, she said a lot of things that were inappropriate.
Yeah. Like, the transphobic, she made some really transphobic comments.
She
like,
did.
And obviously the internet chewed her out for it, which was rightfully so.
Yes, she was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, and she tried to act like, oh, that's not what I meant. But then she reiterated the joke, like...
She said it so many times.
Numerous times.
And I was like, okay, come on.
I was like, that's tasteless, that's classless. The Real Housewives franchise in general has a lot of issues with where they don't know where to draw the line with the LGBT community, and they say things that are really out of pocket.
Yeah,
and I'm always surprised that Andy lets that stuff slide. Like,
well, actually, I feel like the last couple seasons, Andy's been calling them out and just trying to be a little bit more... I mean, he's supposed to stay neutral, but I feel like he's been letting everybody know, like, y'all need to relax and stop with the certain labeling and grouping of things.
I was going to say, I'm trying to remember who he called out at one of the reunions.
But it's literally been everybody at every single franchise. At every reunion. Including Atlanta.
Yeah.
Including Atlanta. Kenya's accused husbands of being gay.
Yeah.
So she's already been in this kind of water before. She should know better. Come on, Kenya. We know you're just trying to fight dirty, but, you know, like NeNe says, you can't win when you're dirty.
Yeah, and I can think of literally a million insults off the top of my head that I could throw out about Kim. A transphobic one doesn't fall under it, you know?
Totally get it. But I do honestly believe with all my heart that they're not transphobic. I don't think that the Real Housewives...
Agreed.
I don't feel like they're homophobic, but... You know what? This day and age, you have to watch what you say. You have to be accountable for what you say.
Agreed.
So, they didn't like what they heard, so they left. They went all down to Portia's house because she lives down the street. I was dying. I was dying, first of all, with NeNe's facial expressions, how she just wanted to be a great host. Ooh, a gracious host. I was laughing so hard. She was just cracking me up. NeNe's facial expressions were great. They went over to Portia's house. They poured out champagne. Clearly, it wasn't that big of an event because, 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we saw?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Once the glass got thrown, it was a wrap.
Yeah, it was over.
They left after that.
I was like, damn, we waited a week for this?
Pretty much. I love how they pretty much wrapped everything with NeNe going, can you get me a Moscow Mule? Dying. And I love that NeNe loves Moscow Mules. Girl, vodka, that's my shit.
Me too.
I love that Portia. I love that Portia was drinking Hennessy out of a wine glass. And was like, girl, Hennessy is organic. It's vegan. I was like,
oh my gosh.
That is not my recollection.
If she says baby vegan one more time, shoot me in the face.
Portia and her veganism, I can't.
Yeah, game every time she mentions it.
I mean, no.
Take a shot.
I can't. Well, we move on to Sheree. You know, she is the one that lets everyone know about the tea. She's the true tea, but you know what? Something that Sheree does is that she always adds an extra thing. It's never just the truth. It's always the truth a little bit exaggerated, which is fine, but when you're adding things that are kind of low blows, it kind of doesn't work.
Yeah.
We heard that fight at the beginning of the episode. I didn't hear anything about no injured son.
Well, Kim was the one to bring up the injured son, and Sheree was like, I didn't hear that, but... Like, she kind of, like, she didn't necessarily say Kim was a liar, but she also wasn't being like, oh, I heard that. But my problem was she didn't say anything about it. She was just like,
I didn't hear that at all.
I didn't hear it either.
She didn't hear it. We didn't hear it. We didn't see any, you know. So, Kim clearly said it when she went to Porches. So, it was kind of like, okay, when did that happen, Kim?
So Kim said that
Kim
too?
Kim said that to Portia Kim before Sheree even said it. So, Sheree got it from Kim. But Kim was kind of looking like, I don't recall hearing that. And, you know.
Oh, see, that's why it's always good to have more than one panel, more than one mind, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you just don't catch stuff.
Yeah.
So Sheree did not make it up, but it's questionable because it seemed like Kim kind of did.
Kim said it to like...
But Kim was so drunk. She probably...
Yeah.
Kim was really so drunk.
She was toasted, like, for real. So.
She's toasted. I like that.
I don't know. I was really feeling Sheree's braids.
Yes.
Those braids were giving me life.
I know. I'm going to have to get some twists up in here.
I know. Sheree, I'm like, I want to...
I don't know about that middle one, though. Let me know. Is that cool?
I was feeling it. It's like a middle part, you know? Because your braids can get real annoying. They, like, flip back and forth sometimes. That was, like, a nice little middle part where it's going to stay like that.
It was cute. And she had, like, twists or faux locks, like, last week. So I like that she's...
She's switching it up. Yeah. She's giving us all sorts of hair.
All sorts.
She's pulling a Cynthia Bailey.
Come on.
So she goes over to Candy, the Candy Studios, Candy Coated Studios. I love how Riley's music was playing in the background. Did you guys catch that?
I did.
Cool, cool.
I'm like, all right, come on, promote plug. Little Riley Burris.
Again, I'm going to have to ask, what does Don Juan do? I'm just curious.
Well, he was like pretending to be producing.
Right, right. I was like, you don't know what those buttons do.
The
right?
song is like, over.
He's just sitting around gossiping with them.
The like, song like, is over. Song? It's been on iTunes. It's been produced. Why are you playing it over the speakers and, like, looking at this computer like you're doing something?
Done.
Oh, my God. Come on, Don Juan. Like I said, Don Juan just wants a peach real bad.
Yes.
So Sheree opens the floor and lets everybody know. This is how she starts it off with candy. She wants everyone to go to San Francisco. The land of the amazing seafood, the land of the gays, the land of the big Golden Gate Bridge. It's actually big and red.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, windy, cold. Cold, and we'll get to the cold stuff later. But you know, that scene at the studio wasn't really all that. It was just letting everybody know about the tea that had happened and the invitation to San Francisco. We move on to Cynthia and Noelle making cupcakes,
which I thought was so cute. That's such a cute, like, mommy and me.
Cupcakes I like are in. It because for whatever reason, ever since Cynthia got divorced, it seems like Noelle has more sense than Cynthia. Like every time they show them together, Noelle is kind of like schooling her mom, trying to make Miss Mature decisions. She's like, yeah. Oh yeah, I think I'm just gonna have to be my own person.
Yeah,
she's more involved, that. Which I so, like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I love her, and it just seems like she's more grounded than Cynthia is, almost really.
Yeah, and I love that she changed her mind about the move. Mm-hmm. And that she's not going to move for the boyfriend, which is a fantastic sign.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like Cynthia said, it was great. It was nice to see them bonding over that. And they also talked about Cynthia's love life and, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Noelle was like, how do you know he's feeling you?
Yeah.
Cynthia's like, look at me. Of course he's feeling me.
She's like, which these I love. Cheekbones are timeless, baby.
I was yes. like, come on, Cynthia.
She's gorgeous.
Which is true.
But, like, I really need, I really, really, really need Cynthia to stop bringing up Peter. Like, I yeah. need her to stop doing
I've
that.
Actually, Peter and Phaedra, every single episode we've talked about them, mostly Phaedra. Phaedra oh, literally gets brung up every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we move right into Kenya's, and Cynthia goes over to Kenya's because her grandma has passed, which is very, very sad. Mm-hmm. Our condolences. That's super sad to hear. We never like to hear stuff like that. So Cynthia brings her white flowers, which are beautiful. And, you know, they're just being there for each other. You know, obviously it's going to come out later in the storyline that this new friendship is still bothering certain people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to be that close. I mean, we do. We love to see. But obviously it's ruffling other people's feathers. What do you guys think about this? Well, first about Kenya's grandma, let's talk about that and Cynthia coming over.
That is heartbreaking. I grew up with a dominantly single mom and my grandma was a big part of it. So when my grandma did pass, I feel for Kenya because that is, it's like losing a parent. It's so
And that
hard.
Was like her mother. Yeah. It wasn't just her grandmother. That lady raised her and everything.
Yeah, I really felt for Kenya. And also it brought into the fact, again, like Cynthia said, that not trying to say that her marriage is fake, but she's going through this grief alone in yeah. Atlanta, and her husband's in New York. So
yeah.
that part really made me, you know, I really felt for her because it's like sad. She's by herself. It was really sad.
Where is Mark in all of this? I thought that was so weird, like that you're not with your, I feel like something as close as that, there's no excuse to not be with your wife consistently. He shouldn't be, I don't think he should be in New York. I think you need to be with your wife. You don't have to be on camera for this particular scene, but you
the girls
should be.
Have a point.
You yeah. should be in Atlanta.
The girls yeah. have a point. I know yeah. Kenya's trying to put up a front and trying to put up this storyline. And, you know, it's always good on the weekends. It's all good. But the girls are right. When something like this goes on, don't you want your partner next to you? Don't you want him to hold you and be there for you? It sucks.
Oh, and that video killed me.
The video of her mom.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That was so sad. That was
super sad. In a way, it's beautiful, though, because it's on there forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. It's
and,
yeah, it just
And
sucks.
I will say the one thing that I have, I'm not the hugest Kenya fan, but her line, you know, her storylines about her family have always been the one thing that actually seems to be real about
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think with her, so much of the stuff is fake and pretend and she's kind of putting on, but the family stuff is real. And you know, that's at least where she shows her vulnerability and that she's like a real person.
I think people connect
with
her.
And that's how you can really connect with her, I think, when she talks about her family.
Absolutely. Definitely, we feel when they're being authentic authentic with us. And that's what we love about them, is when they put it all on the line. That's why we fall in love with these women. And a quick little FaceTime date with Will and Cynthia gets us going, puts us in the mood for love.
They're so talking cute. About boats. I love them.
Yes.
They're some beautiful looking people.
Will makes me want to go on a real date, like, so bad.
Will makes me want to date older men. He's so cute. He's fine.
He's so cute. He's mature, and he says all the right things.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, ugh. And she's like, all right, well, it's a date. He's like, of course it's a date, and there's more coming.
They're going to keep coming.
Yeah, yes. It's a big boat, and we like big boats.
Yeah, his sexual innuendos, like, don't even come off creepy. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you're so smooth.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whether it's an innuendo or not, a big boat, I love a big boat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
Labels and love, baby. Labels and love is what I love. And Nene's packing for San Francisco while Portia and her sister are shopping for vegan items. That's exactly, and the only thing I'm going to say about it, because I ain't going to give her any more than that. I don't want to hear about the baby veganism. They were in the store for like 2 seconds, and then they moved right over to Nene packing for San Francisco, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Exactly. Portia's going to need to meet a man or something.
Okay, I'm like, you've been vegan for 2 weeks. We'll talk about this when you've been vegan for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then we'll discuss
it. More importantly, we won't discuss it because you'll be vegan and that's just what you eat, girl. Like,
yeah,
how's
exactly.
That a storyline?
Jen looks like she's eating anything. I'm like, are you eating Oreos? Is that your only vegan thing you will
eat? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Marlo comes on over and it all goes down. Labels and love.
Oh my God.
I'm loving this Marlo and Nene rekindling, and it was great. Wasn't it great?
Yeah, I'm on the campaign for Marlo to get a peach.
Oh my God, Marlo.
We talked about this last episode.
I love her every time she shows up.
The outfits, the shade.
Oh my gosh.
And she brings champagne when she comes over to your house, which is really important.
I am loving Marlo. I mean, if they're not going to have Phaedra, they've got to have Marlo.
Thank you. Well, they talked about San Francisco, and they decided, we're going to have Marlo come, but we're going to have her come secretly. And she, you know, she made up this thing about, oh, I'm buying a car in California, so I'll just meet you guys there. Whatever. It was, yeah, exactly. I'm like, whatever. And we transition right into the airport of awkwardness. All the girls are meeting up to go to San Francisco. And yeah, Cynthia's like, this is really awkward.
Yeah, the whole Portia and Candy thing is wearing me out.
Oh, it is. I'm this is going to be every time. Y'all are just not going to talk and it's just going
to
be weird.
We either need a blow up and a coming to Jesus moment, or we just need to stop panning in on them because I can't handle all this awkward tension. And just,
or
like,
at least like give each other dirty looks and being like, yeah, hi. Mm-hmm.
Which
I ain't talking to you. Well, I ain't talking to you either. Fine.
This is what annoys me about Candy. Candy will wait till Portia has walked all the way in and then make a little hasty comment. And, like, that's their relationship now. I get that you're, like, you have every right to be upset. Don't be wrong. Like, what she did was dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you're going to be bitter, if you're going to be mad. Like, you have the right. Why are you, like, waiting until she walks, like, 40 feet away to, like...
You think it's a little wishy-washy or what?
I think it's for the cameras. Because it's, like, it's for us. It's not for... Because Portia didn't even really hear it. So I'm like, okay, really? Stop.
Yeah, right I'm now. Just like...
You're getting on my nerves with it.
I'm just like, you have
a week... So, according to the girls, it'd be better if we could hear it. And if she could hear it, so we could see a reaction.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then at least talk it out and then either be done or don't be done. But how many weeks are we going to keep talking about?
Because your storyline is low-key lame this season, and like kudos for Essence, don't be wrong, but there's nothing like
I can't wait to see that Essence cover. I can't wait to see it.
I forgot to bring it in this week.
You need to bring it to us. And we move right into like the shuttle of counseling.
Yes.
Because nothing was happening at the airport. So they were like, all right, well, let's just get this over with. Once they get into the shuttle, they start going to the hotel. I think they had like a long way to go because they were in that shuttle for a good while, it seemed like. They were talking about sex. They were talking about, Nene's passive-aggressive comments about her giving advice.
Mm-hmm.
And that she could be a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that, boo-boo.
I don't know about that either.
I don't know about that, boo-boo. Stick with the funny stuff, acting, the comedy, the commentary, the bloop.
Exactly. Nene, I don't know whose life she's going to be coaching,
Nene can teach you how to circle around the subject but never actually touch on the subject. That's what she can teach you how to do.
Nene can teach you how to
Well, the door is closed.
Your face. That's what all Nene can do. Oh, my gosh. So Sheree is dating a jailbird. I love it.
Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Let me call Tyrone.
I mean, Sheree, did you not learn anything from Erykah Badu? She wrote a song about it. Like, go ahead, call Tyrone. But you can't use my phone.
Well, she'll need to because we collect because he's in prison.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Like, seriously.
And how did she get to, like, date someone and not know he was in prison? I was like, how did you not know that?
I'm just tripping on, like what Nene and Candy said about the life coach working, because I'm so surprised this even came out in the first place.
Yeah, I am too.
They're like, I can't believe this is working because I can't believe she's even revealing this to us right now.
Yeah, Sheree's the first person to pour everything out about everyone else, but the last person to talk about herself.
I cannot believe she admitted this.
I cannot believe she admitted that she's dating somebody in prison. I was like, know, that's a bold move.
I want to know how that happened, because if you didn't know he was in jail when y'all were together,
she must have got an email. I don't know.
No, that whole thing is really fishy.
Right, yeah. I'm like, did you just accept a collect call randomly? Like,
that's right up there with Phaedra not knowing how many months pregnant she is. I'm like, girl, please. I'm not even buying it. They were just completely satisfied.
Was like, you didn't know he was in prison? No.
But no one even pressed it because they were just happy to get that information. They're they were like, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, well, so Cynthia didn't answer the sex question, and they get off the shuttle and they realize San Francisco is cold. It's so cold up there. It's not like sunny California, like down here, SoCal. Mm-hmm. Like, the more north you go, it gets cold and foggy and forest.
They got mountains up there.
Yeah, they got great white sharks.
Exactly.
Ooh. They got Alcatraz Island. So, they get off and, you know, Nene's like, it smells like weed. Yeah, that's California, baby.
Welcome to Cali. Exactly.
Welcome to California. So they go into the hotel and they quickly go change and they get ready for dinner because, you know, what happens at Real Housewives of Atlanta dinners? They're just epic.
You gotta come correct to those.
You gotta come correct. You gotta come looking fashionable.
Thank you. You have to go hard or go home. That's pretty much how it goes. Yeah.
So, you gotta come ready to play. Mm-hmm. Marlo's wearing lingerie on her face.
Oh my gosh, and she had on bunny ears, but I love that.
I kind of lived for
bunny
it.
Bunny ears with lace in the front.
I actually wore those in New Orleans.
See? Fashion.
Doing the most.
Like, I wasn't mad at it because it's just Marlo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very Marlo. And I was
she was like wearing lingerie and bunny ears. Yeah. I'm like, get it, girl.
She was straight wearing like a lingerie dress.
Yeah, she was like, I am dressed.
She's like, Carrie Bradshaw would love it. Right. I'm like, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, in the 90s. But
yeah, but she also would have had on like a huge fur coat over it to like
something. It was
kind of
so,
you know, the naked dress. You don't take it off till you get there, but you gotta have something to go there with.
Ariana Grande like realness.
Yeah, she was like, Nene was like, it's cold out there, you sure you want to go out there in your negligee?
Yes, that was so funny.
Well, Marlo eased her way into that dinner like a nice lubricant, and it was juicy. Oh my god, this dinner. It started off all nice and slow, and as soon as the toast went up and Sheree said, we're here for bonding, it all went south. Yeah. Oh my god.
I love that. So before we get into the fight, I love that Kenya's reaction to Marlo coming out was that Marlo would come to the opening of an envelope. I was like, that is just
shady. Like, this is true. Marlo would just come to anything.
But that is...
That's beside the point. She's here.
So good. Yes.
So
good.
Shady, but so good. That was a good one.
So shady. Was so Everybody good. Was like, really? All right, whatever. Let's just go with it. Well, we're happy to have her. And, you know, it starts off with, you know, Sheree doing what she does, telling everybody what's obvious. Mm-hmm. The elephant in the room, Portia wasn't invited to Nene's. Ding, 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 ding. And it just starts. It just starts. No, you were angry. No, you were angry. No, you were angry. You're angry. You need anger management.
I think you need to.
I'm like, oh my God, here we go again.
Are you fighting with a parrot? Why are you repeating everything?
That's when you don't.
They do this every season.
When all you can do is say what the other person has said to you, then maybe this isn't a real argument.
They do this every season, and if they're not repeating what the other person's saying, they're mocking each other with their mannerisms and everything. We've been through this.
Oh my gosh. But I loved the best part was Marlo fixing that bun. She's like, I got you, girl. I got you. I got you.
Going off.
We always need a friend like Marlo. We need someone that's going to hold our hair back when we throw up, and we're going to need someone that's going to hold our bun when we're fighting.
Exactly.
Girl, hold my earrings.
Exactly.
Pookie coming out. She going to get wild. I love it. Her bun was just spinning, and Marlo was like,
I got
back.
You. I got you, girl.
And Nene was completely unfazed. Right. She just kept cussing her out.
Yeah, you got to commit. We got to remember.
Oh, my God. We saw the glimpse of the old Nene.
We saw old Nene.
She's back.
About to snatch a wig up in there.
She's back. And, of course, Bravo cannot help themselves. Of course, they played the frickin' frack montage clip.
Yes.
It's just, you know, it's the new, on Real Housewives.
Frickin' fraud.
Yeah. They just keep playing that clip every single episode.
Yep.
It is just like Real Housewives of Orange County, Shannon throwing the plate. This isn't my plate! Like, yeah. There's always one clip that they just replay
the
entire season. And it's going to be the frickin' frack clip from Watch What Happens Live.
And what's so funny is how hard, although I love it, how hard Nene is going for Phaedra. Because she's like, oh, you know, you threw Phaedra under the bus. And she's just totally team Phaedra, which is weird.
For like a split second.
Which is weird.
She didn't know where to go because she even jumped on Candy's Land for a little quick second, too. Yeah.
The thing that frustrates me about this whole argument is I'm not saying I'm team Portia for the stuff she did, because she was dead wrong. But in this particular Nene versus Portia, Nene's the one who came out first and was like, I mean, Portia isn't lying. Give me the mic.
No.
Okay, for this, what Portia's mad about is that Nene said this. That Nene said you know, freaking fraud, whatever.
But what's the fact behind that?
What do you mean?
The fact
Nene didn't start it. She was asked a question.
Yeah, she was asked.
That's why Nene's like, don't be saying that I called in to try to get you fired because I didn't do that. I was asked a question. There's a total difference, boo.
I mean, I guess
she didn't start the trouble.
But if I was still, because she was still
cool. She brought
cool,
the trouble.
She was still cool with Portia that I would have just left. I mean, if it was me, I would have just left Portia off of it. I would have just been like Phaedra.
But, yeah. You know, because to be honest, it's like, but they came hard on Phaedra, but Portia,
yeah, for sure.
And a lot of people were not just ready to just give up Portia. They were like, no. She needs to be held accountable, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was a lot of people on Twitter that were really unhappy with Portia, and she lost a huge fan base, I feel like.
She absolutely did. I unfollowed her for a hot minute because I was just annoyed with the whole situation. But I think Portia's response, the one that Nene keeps bringing up about Dish TV, was the thing she said on Dish TV really that bad? Because I don't think she...
But what Portia said about Nene?
That like some people come to your life and they, what is it, like that they drain you or something?
I don't know. I would have taken it a little bit weird too. She's basically saying that Nene's throwing curses upon her.
But, and then I got the impression from what Nene was saying, although it would be nice if they actually did roll some more tape, that Portia, I don't watch Dish Network or whatever. Yeah. I got the impression Portia
was saying
other
things. It's just like this kind
of show. Right. I got the impression Portia said more than that one.
I need Marlo to have these
things. She said a lot more than that. Exactly. But Bravo's not in there every 5 seconds because Bravo would have pulled it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bravo was like, we have this one clip, so we're going to use this one clip. So they brought it out, which I'm really glad they did because it shows what Portia's job is, which is an after show just like this. So they talk about everything that's on TV. So if Nene's in the media, they're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. She came up in the media. They talked about it on the show. And that had just happened, so she felt some sort of way about it and was like, you know what? She's trying to throw curses at me.
Yeah, I just think it's such a petty, dumb thing they're arguing about. Y'all either need to work it out or you need to leave it be. But stop. I'm so tired of these, like...
It is stupid, but I did see on Watch What Happens Live right before we started filming, like literally seconds before, and people were mostly on Nene's side on this one.
Yeah,
Nene brought the fire, but technically she didn't start it, which is like a huge deal.
Like, really, to be honest, all what Nene did make a good point was she had Portia's back for years, and that is the truth. And she didn't say fire the girl.
And by having her back, she meant straddling her and holding her face to her and going, "Don't do it." You hear me?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Which was amazing.
Yes.
I just think, I think the reason I get so frustrated is because Nene does this thing that I never do wrong. I'm not in the wrong. Like, I think that's why I'm not on in either side. I think they're both in the wrong. But Nene, I guess, frustrates me more because she's just like, I didn't say that. You did. It's cool. You did.
She did say that. She's all about technicalities. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, like, I don't know. When it comes to certain things, you have to be completely precise.
Yeah.
When it comes to mathematics, just if you're, like, near the right number, it doesn't mean it's the right number. You're going to get the question wrong.
Like you said, if someone's asking, what do you think, and she gives her honest opinion, which is what she thought, that's totally different than, you know, when they showed the scene before where Kenya was like, she needs to be fired. There are different housewives that have gone and like, I'm not going to tape with her. And that's how people do get fired from the show. Exactly. And Nene did not do that and did not go on a campaign against her, for sure.
And I'm always about Nene. And so like, I mean, I love her for being bad and for being good. Mm-hmm. And when she's bad, she's bad. And I will be like, oh, you know what? It's just, she's even crossing the line for me. Like, even for me, it's just like getting too ugly. But you know what? She really didn't start this one. And she's holding her ground because she's Nene. You know, she's like, this is my spot. Y'all wanted me back. I'm back. I'm gonna give you what you wanted. But at the same time, don't be coming after me saying that I called to get you fired. Like, I didn't do that. Right. And at the end of the day, I held you down.
Exactly.
And I helped you because you were ready to jump on everybody like a crazy person.
Yeah. And that's the truth. And I think to some extent, if Portia acknowledged that, because I think part of it is Portia is on that same trip too, where she doesn't want to be wrong. And she's I'm right all the time too. And it's like, okay, nah, you know, you've made mistakes here as well. So.
And if you listen to, like, it's hard to hear between all the noise, but if you really listen to everyone and you break what everybody is saying down, Portia isn't actually saying anything factual and trying to get anywhere. She's trying to poke Nene. She's going, look how angry you are. Oh my God, you're so upset. You're so angry. Like, what we're just listening to when we watch this scene is Nene. Because she's the loudest. So that's what we're listening to. We're listening to her going, I'm the only one that was here for you. I'm the only one that stuck up for you. But if you're listening to Portia, what she's saying is totally just aggravating. It's aggravating me.
Well, I think it's because... And again, I know the people in the comments are going to be like, oh, she's on so-and-so's side. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I just want to play devil's advocate, if you will.
Yeah.
Because a couple times it's come up in their conversations, Portia's like, well, it seems like you're angry about what I had to say. And Nene keeps saying, no, I'm not angry. So if someone just told me that they're not angry, but then their voice and their volume and they're like lunging towards me and swing, I'm gonna think you're angry.
She totally is angry.
I'm like, you feel some type of way.
I'm not angry
as her bun like helicopters off her head.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. What do you call that, baby? That's not anger. What is it, passion?
I just feel like they're like Nene and Portia are a relationship I really like because I feel like they're very big sister, younger sister.
Yeah.
And I want them to figure it out. I want them to work it out because...
Hopefully they will.
I don't know if they will because I feel like this is a big
storyline. And Portia keeps bringing up the little things. You know, she was like, yeah, she over here going crazy. She ready to choke me like she did Kim.
Yeah.
Those are the blows we're talking about. Sometimes you can't get back with those. And
I mean, they are very quick to throw Portia and getting in fights in her face. And it's been a little bit since she got in a fight. I mean, I think her anger management is... working, kind of. All so Portia funny. Would have been out of the chair by then.
Well, the ladies might go crazy, but they never leave out the comedy. And while Nene was going, I'm the only one that was here for you, Kenny was like, actually, I was kind of here for her too. Nene was like, we're the only ones that were here for you. I'm like, so oh funny. My God.
I was like, go off.
Nene's like, I will take that and run with it, but I ain't stopping.
Exactly. That was
Oh my God. That was so funny. I love that Candy interjected. She's like, She's like, now you're fighting Candy's battle. She's like, I'm going to fight everybody's battles because I'm just trying to come at you. You know what Nene is. She's mad. She's just going to go hard.
Nene doesn't really have to have a reason anymore, I feel. She can just kind of go. Well,
I mean, after, I think Nene felt some kind of way when Portia was like, the door's closed. And Nene went on and on about that.
That really stuck in her mind.
Because she's like, okay, there's nothing I can say to make this better if you shut the door. And so now that's almost like. And she said
it
really
casual, but it might have been.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Might as well have been spelled out across the freaking border, like in capital letters, because it was.
Right, because she was like, because that's the thing. Once the door is closed. Then it's like, okay, well, it's war now because we're not going to ever be cool.
Yeah, I'm going to need Marlo and Lauren for Portia to literally, like, transcribe these arguments so that the next time they have it, we have, like, word for word what y'all said so we can stop this whole...
Portia's like, I'm closing the door, like, so casual. Nene's like, she closed. She said, I'm closing the door. The door's closed.
Don't even try to open the door because it's closed. Like, calm down.
Oh, my God. Y'all, the repeating of things. No, you need anger management. Why are you so upset? No, you're upset. Who said that? Y'all, oh my God, what a crazy episode. Let's move on to some news and gossip here at AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Drew,
Yeah, so apparently Escape is going ahead and keeping it trucking without Candy. They got which no shade, no tea. Candy was like really kind of Candy and Tiny were like the only two I was really interested in when Escape made the comeback. But if you take one of those, I don't think a lot of us care that much. But they're apparently back in the studio recording new songs, and they've got a new manager all without Candy. Not that she cares. She's on the cover of Essence, living her best life. But yeah, what do you guys think of that?
Well, what's interesting, on a side note, if those of you all keep up with these things, their new manager is Vince, the wife beater of Tamar Braxton.
Yes!
And Tamar is actually opening for them on tour. So that's interesting. I just all think... alone. I'm like, what kind of tour is this going to be? But
keeping it all in the family.
Candy won't be there to find out. So
Candy's not about the train wreck.
So did she do like half the tour or what?
Well, she did like a mini tour with them.
It all went down at Watch What Happens Live, apparently.
Yeah. Yes. Again, Candy never anticipated, none of them ever anticipated for a reunion. It's just like
stringing them along.
It just like came up, and then they were like, okay. And I think Candy was like, I mean, I'm good, but y'all seem to need this. So
Candy's like, I don't need the money. You guys need the money. Sorry, did that come out wrong?
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I think it ended up being a bigger thing than Candy was prepared for.
You told them I slept with Jermaine Dupri 85 years ago.
Girl, I'd be mad too if someone said.
Okay, I'd be like, you need to clear that up.
I'd be like, you need to take that out of your mouth and go pray to Jesus about what you just said. Because
I don't think so. I mean, he made Mariah Carey Sweetheart. That's my favorite Jermaine Dupri song that he produced for her. But come on. Don't mean I'm going to sleep with the man. Janet Jackson did it for us.
Someone said in the chat, Candy only wanted to escape back just for Andy Cohen and to give her a storyline. Felt like the others were serious about their union.
That's true. Well, Candy loves a good spinoff show.
That's true. That's true. But then even in this episode, she was like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not doing tour with them.
I know.
I was like, oh, Candy's not being Candy, lazy, girl.
We're getting whiplash from all the back and forth, girl. Yeah. You want to be the group or not? Stop stringing them along. You're like a bad boyfriend. Just like, come on, baby. No, baby. Come on, baby. No, it's all, I'm good.
I just think, like, Escape, and I mean, I know I'm, like, a millennial or whatever, so no one's going to care. The older generation's not going to care how I feel about Escape, but I just don't feel like Escape was one of those groups I was like, dang, I'm so glad they're getting back together. They had so many.
I liked Secret. Yeah. Did anybody see ya? That was my song.
Yeah, they have a few good ones, but I feel like they're not, I mean, like, it's not like if
I liked Candy's
song.
It's
not like when New Edition did their little mini thing, and then they had their New Edition like
all
movies.
These reunions are just
but New Edition
mildly
have
successful.
New music,
yeah,
no. That's going to be different.
These groups though, that are coming back, they're coming back, but they're just making like a mild success wave.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's enough. I think for we some have to people. See what happens with the music. I mean, I feel like it's wide open. We listen to all kinds of garbage these days, so who knows?
I will say that's true. At least they could sing.
They're looking snatched on stage. I will give them that. I've seen a couple of videos of them performing at different things.
Yeah, like that video of Tamika running up and like straddling her husband. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. That was uncomfortable for me.
I'm sure his mistress Bernice was in the background like, wait.
Okay, all of that was just a little too much. Do you have any news for us?
I do have some news for you. All about Kenya.
Tell us, baby.
According to Media Takeout, she might already be pregnant, which would be interesting. I don't know how she's going to do that. Then I also heard that she owes more than $6,000 in taxes on Moore Manor, so I don't know where she and her baby gonna live.
Only $6,000?
That's what I was like. She can't come up with $6,000.
I heard it was like over like $100,000.
Well, this is just for taxes.
I don't know why I said $6,000. Like, I got $6,000 to just throw out like that.
I was like, what was that $6,000? And I was like,
that's pennies.
Right, she don't have $6,000.
Like, for them.
Yeah, for me, I'm sorry.
But we'll see. Maybe she's pregnant and maybe she'll be homeless.
How you got a man who apparently is this great entrepreneur and all that, and you can't pay your taxes?
But she has been posting more pictures of him on Instagram lately. Like, I'm like, oh.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen a few.
I need to go on there.
Look, he's real.
Yeah, I'm like, well, at least somebody's in these photos. I don't know, but yeah. So that's, and then this is not so much new news, but since I always have Phaedra news. Phaedra had a little small beef with Shamar Moore. Remember that?
Yes, she
so did. Everybody was saying she was trying to use Shamar Moore to get back on the show.
Oh my
and
God.
So Shamar Moore had this moment where he like snapped off on TMZ and was like, I met her one time. I hugged her. We never dated.
And I don't even know her like that.
I don't know her like that. I don't know why. I do have sex. I just don't tell you who I'm having sex with. Like, he totally went off. And I was like,
he's so cute. Thank God he cleared it up.
But he was a little bit of a, you know, he was. Yeah.
He's kind of freak nasty.
Well, he's like a real actor, and sometimes you don't want to be associated with reality TV.
Yeah, but he just seemed too much.
Shamar Moore is not one of those people, though, that like is beneath. Like, is above.
Right.
Stop trying to act like you're bigger and better than all that.
And honestly, the whole little snap off just came off too petty. Like, just let it go and just ignore it.
Or be flattered.
Yeah, or whatever.
Be like, you know what? Yeah, women just talk about me everywhere.
Exactly. He seemed a little bit petty with all of that. So,
I'm dating everybody. Get used to it. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, I was like, Phaedra, girl, he's fine, but he's not the one I would want to have myself tied to if I was trying to clean
up. He's the one from
Criminal Minds.
I can do bad. Oh, yeah, he's so cute.
Yeah, he's very cute, but, like, I was like, no, now you just seem funny.
Yeah, he's one of those pretty boys who just, like, knows he's pretty and just, like, talks about himself on, like, Facebook Live. And
when grown boys act like little boys, it's such a turn off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us on your Sunday nights, spending it with us, the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. Gals, do you have anything to add? This is a fantastic episode.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? We did not talk about Nene being jealous of Cynthia and Kenya.
Well, that's Marla next that episode.
Up. Marla did bring it up this time, though, which I liked, because she was like, are you jealous? And Nene was like, no, people think Cynthia's all up in my butt, but she's not. And Cynthia was very team Kenya.
Yeah, she said a couple things. I was like, are you, like feeding her, spoon feeding her and whatnot, too? You're just very, like...
Yes. Well, it looks like in the next episode, there's some beef and there's always talk about Kenya and Cynthia's not having any of it. She's like, I don't want to hear anybody talk about Kenya. All coming up on the next episode, we're going to talk about it live next Sunday night, 9 p.m., the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. As always, I am your main host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne, and check out my new film that comes out next month, Las Marias, premiering everywhere.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, folks, I'm Erica Edwards. You can find me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards.
All right, guys. Send us some tweets. Send us some messages. Thank you for watching. Give us a thumbs up.
Yay.
Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye. Ciao for
Executive
now.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.